101.1 The Wiz.
Russ Bar Morning Show on the phone line right now. We have Candy Burris. How you doing, Candy?
Hey, how you doing?
First of all, I want to thank you. When I was on vacation, you filled in for me, and you were wonderful.
Awesome.
We had so much fun.
Yes.
We did.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Candy. First of all, I want to say congratulations on getting married to Todd. I'm glad that happened. I think that he's the love of your life, and you deserve the very best. And I think he's a good dude. I don't care what they say on TV, wherever they try to portray, I like you guys together. And I hope that you guys are happy.
Thank you. No, we are. We are. Everything's going really good.
Right. You're not tired of him yet?
What?
No.
That's what marriage will do to you. You get tired in a minute.
Good time. Oh, isn't this supposed to be a good time in the beginning when you first get together? I thought everybody's supposed to be happy now.
Yeah, well, I've been hearing rumors, and I really hate getting into your personal business, but, you know, that's people want to know about Candy Burris, that you want to have a child. You guys are trying to do the child thing. Is that true?
Yes, we're working diligently on it. quite often.
Wait a minute now. Wow. Any luck so far?
Somebody.
I mean, as far as I know, we haven't had any luck. I've been seeing people tweeting saying that I've been very lucky, but I haven't confirmed it.
Oh, that's okay. It's going to happen for you because, you know what? I think you deserve it. Are you ready for motherhood again? I mean, because, listen, you know, you're out there doing things. You're on the road. You're singing. You're producing. Mm-hmm. You're on the TV show. Do you think you got time?
Well, I think so. I mean, you know what? I always tell people, like, you make time. What you want, you know, so it's just like, you know, even if I have all this stuff going on, once, you know, things happen and I'm blessed with the situation, mm-hmm. I'll figure it out, don't we all?
Yeah, I hear you. A mother's love, I saw that on the show, and you guys took it out on the road. Are you guys still doing that now?
Oh my gosh, I'm devastated right now. Really? I just found out yesterday that the promoter is canceling the rest of the tour. We only did the first week, so it had nothing to do with us. Basically, he just wasn't equipped to handle the tour.
Oh my God,
when I tell you, yesterday I was in tears, and I was sitting with my cast, and everybody was so disappointed and upset because, you know, we got so many great reviews in that first week, and it's like, the cast is disappointed. I know all our fans are going to be disappointed. We were supposed to be in Detroit this week. We had so many people tweeting us and telling us how they had their tickets already. So I just feel like, you know, because we license it. Normally, Todd and I like to control. I know I like to control everything I do.
Right.
You know, but in this situation, we handed it over to a promoter. So this is, you know, it's like you're giving your baby to somebody and then you find out that they didn't do the right thing with your baby. So it's just,
Candy, I'm sorry to hear that because I was looking forward to seeing it live.
Thank you.
You have such a wonderful cast. I truly believe things happen for a reason. So this could be a blessing in disguise. You know,
so he has time to have that baby.
Well, not just that. I think there might be somebody else that could come along and say, all right, we're putting it back out there on the road. So,
that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I would look at this as a blessing. But, you know, listen, that's easy for me to say because I know it can be very expensive rolling these shows out around the country, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but, you know, we knew that going in. It just, like, totally threw me off that after the first week, you know. He came back and was like, he couldn't handle it. And I was like, huh? Like, that's something you're supposed to already have, you know, prepared that you can take through the first, you know, to build up the momentum. So I was totally thrown off.
Yeah, well, sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was looking forward to it. But listen, we'll back away from that. Some good things did come from A Mother's Love. You have like a soundtrack to it, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. For everybody that wants to get the DVD soundtrack, you can get it at candyonline.com. Okay. But, I mean, it's a wonderful soundtrack. On the soundtrack, we have Eddie LaFerte, Shirley Murdoch, you know, Q Parker, myself. There's so many great, talented, amazing artists on the soundtrack. And, you know, the show is wonderful. So, I mean, that's still there for people to get if they want it. But I know a lot of people want to see it live on stage. And that's what I was trying to bring to them.
Right. Well, maybe you have to take a break or maybe somebody will come along and bring it to us. Because, you know, when I saw it on TV, I was like, wow, she's got something there. You know.
Thank you.
No.
I respect your opinion. I know you got a lot going on.
Well, I'm not that much, but no, I really feel that you have something there, and you know, with the cast that you had and the people you were able to bring together, that ship has not sailed. And I'm not trying to give you a pep talk, Candy. I'm just saying, you know how this business is. You know how it is. One day, you know, it's feast, and next day it's famine, then it's feast again. So you're getting ready to eat, so don't worry about that. God's going to have your back. Well, listen, I'm sorry you delivered that bad news to us, but you know what? There are other things to be grateful for. You got your health, you got your family, and you got Todd. And, you know, we'll continue to pray for you. Next time you're in town, or next time you want to just take over, come on and we'll play your whole album, and we'll play the whole soundtrack, and we'll have
Let's
fun
do
with
it.
That, okay?
Well, that would be wonderful.
All right.
Hopefully I will see you soon.
Definitely. You take care, Candy.
Okay.